Okay, this is Chizkuni on Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei. Even though this year that we're recording this is an Ibriyar, so it's really just Vayakel this week, but we're going to do Vayakel Pekudei together because there is not a whole lot of Chizkuni on either Parshas, so we're going to do them all together. And it still will be a short cheer. Anyway, Parshas Vayakel starts off with, as we all know, keeping Shabbos. And it says, specifically, the Isser of burning a fire. It says, you'll keep the Shabbos, and then, lo zavar reish b'chol mashvaseicha b'yom ha-Shabbos. Don't light a fire. So many of us are familiar with the Gemara that brings two opinions why, specifically, the Isser of lighting a fire is mentioned. Of all the Malach Shabbos, we know there are 39 Malach Shabbos. Why is it that the Isser of Havara, of lighting a fire, is mentioned specifically? So it's either the Lav Yatzis, the Chalak Yatzis, the Chizkuni brings this, Machlokis is in the Gemara. Is it to tell you that it's only a Lav, or is it to tell you that to say that you're Chayev for every Malacha individually? Whatever it is, the Chizkuni says a Pashup Shat, and in other words, those are drushes that we make from lighting a fire. But the Chizkuni says the Pashup Shat is that it lists the Malacha of fire, because you might think that fire is not one of the malachas, meaning people don't consider that necessarily malacha, just lighting a flame. In other words, it doesn't do anything, the actual lighting of the flame. Cooking, that's doing something. But the actual lighting of the flame, you might have thought is not a malacha. That's one possibility, he says. The other possibility is that we know on Yontiv, you can light a fire to cook. So it's telling you that on Shabbos, you can't light a fire, because that's the main thing you'd light a fire for, is to cook, and there's no cooking on Shabbos. Not like Yantav, like we said before, that Ochel Nefesh is Mutter, on Shabbos cannot cook even for food. Okay, then it talks about the different things that were brought to the Mishkan, and in the list is the Kumas, that's in Pasuk Chaf Beis. It says the people brought these jewels that women wear. Chach, Nezem, Tabas, Kumas. So Rashi brings the Kumas is for the Makom Erva. It's something that covered the Erva of a woman, the private parts of a lady. That's Kumas is Kan Makom Zima. That's Rashi. That's based on Chazal. But the Chizkuni says, again, this is in the Pashup Shad, they said the Chizkuni says it's a Tabas goes on the hand or fingers, whatever, and Kumas goes on the arm. It was an arm bracelet. Just interesting to know. Another Pshat in that. It's an arm bracelet. Okay, then he says something fascinating. In Pasuk Chav Zayin, remember, it's listing all the things that were bought. In Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says, V'hanesiim, these were the leaders of every tribe, Hanesiim heviu, Esav ne'ha'shoam, Esav ne'ha'miluim, la'yifod v'la'choshen. They brought the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Miluim. Why didn't the Siim bring this? So the Chizkuni says something fascinating. During the days of Choshech, remember, we know that the Jews went around and they saw what all the Mitzrim had. And then when they left Mitzrayim, they went ahead and asked for the gold and jewelry, like Rashi tells us. And if they would say, we don't have any gold and jewelry, they'd say, oh, well, actually, I think you have it in your top right corner. Anyway, the truth is the details of the Choshech part's not so important. The point is, when they left Mitzrayim, they asked from the Mitzrim for their jewels or money or stuff, whatever, and the Mitzrim gave it to them. So the Chizkuni says that each person asked kefi ma'alaso. That means that the regular guy, he asked for, I don't know, shirts and clothes or whatever, let's say. Or a baseball mitt, I don't know. But the Nesiim, the Chashev guys, they asked for Chashev stuff. So when they left Mitzrayim, the Nesiim was the ones who asked for the jewels. A regular guy would, you know, because that's Roy for a Nasi. Whereas a regular guy would ask for regular stuff. Things that make sense for him to own. Maybe it would be weird or embarrassing for him to be wearing something fit for a king. So they just asked for stuff that makes sense for a regular guy. Whereas the Nasi would ask stuff that makes sense the Nasi should be walking around with. So the Nasiim, when they left Mitzrayim, asked for fancy jewels, so they got the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Milam. So they got those fancy stones, the sapphire, the emerald, all the stuff that went on the Choshen, all those fancy jewels, they got them because the reason the Nasiim were the ones bringing them is because they are the ones that asked for them. So everyone got kefi ma'alasim. When they asked, leaving Mitzrayim, each one asked for kefi their dagger, and that's how the Nesiim had in their possession those Avnei Shoam and Avnei Miluim. Then towards the latter half of the Parsha, we have, it lists the building of the Kelim in the Mishkan, the Menorah and the Mizbeach, And the Chizkuni just asks us as a question, he doesn't give an answer. For some reason, in the middle there, it has, in Perek Lamed Zayin, the last Pasuk, Pasuk of Tes, it says, Vayas, it's Shemen HaMishcha. They made the Shemen HaMishcha. So he just wonders, like, what in the world is that doing there? It's in the middle of the building of the Kalim. All the Kalim were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. So he just asks as a question, he doesn't have an answer, why is it that the creation of the Shemen HaMishcha is in the middle? It seems like in the middle of the building of the Kalim and the Mishkan, smack in the middle, even though all of them have to get the Shemen HaMishcha poured on them, smack in the middle, it says that they made the Shemen HaMishcha. He doesn't know what that's doing in the middle. Just to put a point on it, right before you have the menorah and the Mizbach HaKetores, then the Shemen HaMishcha, then the Mizbach HaOla. So that's what is jumping out at you. Between listing the Mizbechos, it lists the Shemen HaMishcha. So what's that doing there? That's his question. Then we have the Kiyur. So it says in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches, Vayasas HaKiyur Nechoshes, Veizkono Nechoshes, Bimaros HaTzovos. With the Maros HaTzovos, Asher Tzovo Pesach Ol Moed. So what does that mean? So I think most of us are familiar with Rashi, that Maros means mirrors. So the Chizkuni kind of asked that it should really say Mimaros HaTzovos, from the mirrors. Bimaros HaTzovos. What does that mean? So the Chizkuni's pshat means, it means it was seeable. They placed the Nechoshes in a place where one could see it. The women could easily see the place where they would, where this, because the Sota water comes from the Kiyur, so it was placed somewhere where they could see it. What's interesting about this to me is, you know, when you talk about that, you think this is there for the bad woman, the kind of women who would be afraid of seeing the Sota water. So what kind of low-class lady is that? But the Chizkuni himself says the rest of the pasuk is Asher Tzavu Pesach Ol Moed, that gathered outside the Ol Moed. Who are we talking about? He says the women who came lehispalel lishmoa tishbechosu b'hilulav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu mipi Hakohanim v'Levim. These are the ladies who came to daven and to hear the praises of God from the Kohanim and the Levim. Those ladies, holy ladies, so they would see the Kiyur. So I don't know why exactly. It doesn't explain. He just says that that's what Maros HaTzovos meant it was to be seen by those who were Tzavu, those who gathered, the women who gathered to daven at the base of Mignus, they would see the Kiyur and remember that that's where the Sota water comes from. Perhaps because the Sota water brings actually husband and wife closer together. I don't know, he doesn't explain, but that is what he says. Okay, that's it for Parshas Vayakel. On to Pekudei. So it says, Ela Pekudei. So if you're listening to this in a new year and you want to pause it now and tune in next week again, you can. Anyway, Pekudei starts with Ela Pekudei HaMishkan. Mishkan Eidus, which of course is an unusual thing to say. What other Mishkan are we talking about? This is the Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Eidus. So the Chizkuni says actually that it is trying to tell you which Mishkan it means, because there are other things called Mishkan, like there was Mishkan Korach, Vadaso, like the Pasuk says in Bamidbar. There are other Mishkans, so it's telling you it's the Mishkan Eidus. Okay. It then lists all the gold that was brought in, and the amounts, and it says the silver that was brought in and the amounts, and it tells you what kalim they made from the silver, but it doesn't tell you what kalim they made from the gold. So in other words, in Pasuk Chavdalet, it says, Kalazah ve'asoy lamlachem, tells you the amount. And then it tells you that they brought in kesef and a bekel machzah shekel, and tells you what they did with it. Latekes is adnei akodes, asnei ane paroches, or vavim la'amudim. It tells you what it did with the money. But for zahav, for some reason, it doesn't tell you what it did with the money. It then goes on to talk about nechoshes and tells you what it did with the nechoshes. They made the adnei pesach ol moed, mizbech and nechoshes. Anyway, what's special about the Zahav that it doesn't want to tell you what it made with it? So, maybe you could say the question's better than the answer sometimes, I don't know. But his answer is because there wasn't that many stuff that was made with it, meaning there wasn't full Kalim made with it. There was the, like he says, there was the menorah that was made for it. There were a few things made from it, but mostly it was just covering other stuff. The menorah was made from it, the kaporas that covered the aron was completely gold. Mostly it was just to cover other things, so it didn't list for you what was made out of it, as opposed to the other stuff. Specific kalim was made for, a lot of specific kalim were made from it, or more, so it decided to list those. Okay. Then he points out that we have this list of all that was brought in, but he says it cannot be that that's the total amount. They for sure brought in more, because it's just listing, you know, when we said everyone had, between 60, 20 and 60, everyone brought, the machtzis ha-shekel. Okay, so surely the people who were 70 also donated to the Mishkan. In other words, there had to have been more money. And there was, of course, that was the, like it says, the melacha, I said, dayim mehotzer, there was extra stuff that they put in the otzer for future use for a kodesh. There was extra, more than was listed here. However, this is a big however, the amount they collected from the machtzis ha-shekel, that was used b'tzimtzum, meaning the stuff they made from the machtzis ha-shekel was exactly what they needed to make those things. And that, he says, was because that's how the Mishkan is made. Hashem knows how many Jews there were, that between 20 and 60. And the Mishkan was designed to be something made out of a machtzis ha-shekel made from Klal Yisrael, from like that 600,000 amount, because Hashem knew what the minyan was, and the amount that he wanted for the kesef was to fit exactly the amount that was donated from the machtzis shekel. That amount was perfect, because the Mishkan is made from that number, and Hashem wanted it that way, so that was not a coincidence that it happened to work out. That was Hashem knowing the number, setting up the Mishkan, everything should be that it should fit, that if all of Klal Yisrael donates a thing, then this is what comes out, and that was done with Hashem knowing in advance what the number would be, and so that worked out perfectly. But the things that people donated on their own, that was, there was extra from that. Now this next thing is something I'm pretty sure you've never heard of. Maybe you have. Parak Lamites Pasuk Chavches. And maybe you even never thought about this. The Pasuk says, Vetzmitz Nefes Sheish, Ves Parei HaMikbaos Sheish. So it's talking about what they were made out of, right? So the Mitznefes, made out of linen, the pare, and the pare hamigbaos. So, what is pare hamigbaos? You know, that's the hat that the Kohen wore. What's pare hamigbaos? What does that mean? So, maybe you never thought about it. What is pare, the grandeur of the hats? What is pare hamigbaos, the grandeur of the hats? Rashi says, tiferes hamigbaos, meaning Hamigbaos hamifuaros. That's Rashi, meaning the beautiful hats, the wondrous, you know, the splendorous hats that the Kohen wore were made out of linen. That's pare hamigbaos. So it's not that there was a pair of some kind on the migbaos. The pare hamigbaos means the migbaos hamifuaros. That's Rashi. That's what he says. The Chizkuni says, no, that's not true. And he quotes this from Rav Haigon, that it means that there were buttons on the hat of the Kohen. A kaftor, something, some, you know, to make it look nice. There was a kaftor in the top of the mitznefes. So I don't think that's in any of the picture books, but it doesn't matter. This is from Rav Haigon. It says that that's what it means. There was some kind of nice circle or button or something there to make it look pretty. So that's the Mikbaz hat. Actually, he says mitznefes. Barosha Mitznefes. Anyway, there was something on that hat to make it look beautiful. Anyway, and then in Pasuk Lamed Beis it says Vatechal Kolavadas Mishkan Ol Moed. They finished, and the Chizkuni just brings the Chazal. I'm only mentioning because it's interesting the Chazal that it was finished on Chanukah. They finished on Kafei Kislev to build the Mishkan. That's Chazal from the Psikta. And then the last thing is it says Moshe cannot come to the Ohel Moed because Hashem Shechina had rested upon it. And then eventually the Anan or the Shechina, whatever, moves to the Kodesh HaKadoshim where the Aron is. The same thing you find in when they built the actual Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, says the same thing. It says, V'lo yachlo ha-kohanim lamu l'sharesh v'mipnei ha-anan ki imlei kvar Hashem es Beis Hashem. That's in Malachim Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Aleph. So, what is this with the Anon covering everything and then moving? So, the Chizkuni says that's to show Chibas Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Hashem rests his presence over the whole Mishkan, because he wants to be connected to us, he wants to bring a Shechina to us, And then Hashem is mitzamtem himself and puts himself in the Aron. That's the Lashon of the Chizkuni. Acha kachay, mitzamtem shchina, so ala Aron bein abadim. You mitzamtem the shchina, you would, the cloud, or the shchina would move to the, bein abadim. to the Aron. But the original filling the house with the Anan is to show the love Hashem had to Klal Yisrael, that he wanted to be with us. And then he moves the Shechina into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Okay, that's it.